Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
So Christmas is officially go at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, and here to talk to us all about Christmas, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what you do here?
I'm Liz Limfoot, and I look after the music in Chapter House and moving up into the school, all the different choirs.
And what is Chapter House?
So Chapter House is nursery through to year five, so it's sort of our primary school.
So the littlies?
Yes, the small ones, yeah.
And what kind of a buzz does this place have at Christmas time?
They are very excited, but they're so enthusiastic. It's joyous to be working with them because they're so enthusiastic and they're very busy because we've got lots of different events on, but they're all into every single event they do.
And what have you got coming up then? Stereotypically, you think, oh, maybe there'll be a nativity, but I bet there's a lot more going on as well as that.
Yeah, so we have two Christmas shows, and we do it in the King's Theatre, so it's a big event for them. So
it's a professional theatre.
Yes, it is. And we have a few practices on the stage first. So we've learnt the songs in the lessons, and there's Key Stage 1, so right from the nursery to year 2, and they're doing a show called The King Is Born.
It's about Christmas and also the three kings to worship the newborn king, which is called Baby Jesus. And Jesus is really important. He gives joy and peace.
So we're the three kings. We wear king's outfits.
I'm a shepherd in the play.
They say, but I'm not. We have to tell them off.
I have to show everyone where to go and tell everyone what to do in the play. It's about the birth of baby Jesus.
I go over there and pick up a lantern and I say, I have a stable you can stay in. And I stand and we do this and then we do that and we sing the song. And then we go and sit down and I put the lantern back.
I like the joyful new song.
I have to count. And I do 1, 2, and then Bodhi says 3, 4, and I 5, 20. And Matthew's got to say, start again. So we get the words wrong.
I like all the songs.
I like the song because we get to get costumes, and I like the songs a lot.
Do the parents, when they come and see, especially the little ones, do they beam with pride?
Oh, they do. And there's the odd waving from the stage.
Yeah. Occasional tear?
Yes, yeah. Quite a few. Yeah.
I suppose the older children, so the teenagers and maybe those who are in junior school, they'll know the value of learning lines and getting to know all the new songs. Is that hard to do for the very small children who are as young as 4?
Well, it would surprise me because they're quite good at picking them up because obviously they can't read the words necessarily. So what we do is we play a small amount of each song, or I'll play it on the piano and then they'll sing it back. And we'll have already played them the song in full, so they know what they're aiming for. And then we just sort of drip-feed a little section at a time. And they're very good at picking it up and remembering it. So when they come back to the next lesson, they tend to have remembered quite a lot of it.
This is now going to test my musical knowledge. When you said you play a little bit and they sing it back, was that called a call and response?
It is.
Yes. Yeah. Somewhere along the line, my musical knowledge set in at school.
The year 3 to 5 are doing one called Straw in Order. So they're learning all their parts and then all the lovely songs to go with it.
And I love the title, Straw in Order. And does that follow the sort of traditional Christmas story, or is it a little bit different?
It has the Christmas story in it, but it is about the dispute between the cows and the donkeys.
Oh!
Yeah, in the stable. But it does have this story as well.
I'm a Roman soldier, and we have sheep and donkeys. We've got a judge and a narrator and shepherds.
I'm a cop. I have a lion. Any more ruckus and you'll be in contempt of court.
And I'm an innkeeper. But there's other innkeepers too. that's like a funny version of it.
In the play, I'm a cow and I have three lines to say. And in the play, I'm fighting with the donkeys and who is the stable. Like, does it belong to the cows or does it belong to the donkeys? I love acting and having fun. And when sometimes you get mad or laugh, it's really funny. And something comes out of your mouth and it's not meant to be said, it's really funny.
And what do you think the children get from it? Because I imagine the sort of parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, siblings, everyone comes along to watch it. What do you think the kids get from it?
Well, they get confidence to start with because they're on a big stage and, you know, and projecting their voice and working together as a team. And then musically, the group singing is what they're gaining from it, and how to project their voice, saying the words clearly.
And you teach music here. How important do you think it is that the children learn music and enjoy it and are part of it? Because sometimes I think we don't do as much music now as maybe we used to. Do you think that's still important?
It's vitally important. There's quite a lot of studies showing it a lot at the moment, actually, because obviously they're reducing it in other schools. But they get quite a lot of music in Chapter House particularly. They get two lessons a week, and it's so good for concentration, for music skills, but also other skills as well. Group work, there's a lot of group work and aiming for a goal, whether it's performance, so it's really vitally important. We've just sang at Ripon Cathedral, so we had 40 in the Chapter House choir and then 40 in the King's Magnus, so the middle school choir, because it's a joint carol service, and then a completely full cathedral full of singing. So it was beautiful. So they had all the normal carols accompanied by an orchestra, and then both choirs did two songs each of their own, and it's just beautiful to hear. But the full sound of the whole cathedral is just lovely. It's really lovely.
Anything else you've been getting up to over the Christmas period?
So we've just got back from Coach House Care Home. So some of the Year 5s have just sung some more carols and some of their show songs to the residents there. And the residents join in with the carol singing, and that's really lovely and enjoyable. And then afterwards they've gone around and spoken to all the residents. So it's been a really nice opportunity.
Well, Liz, thank you very much. Have a lovely Christmas. And we can't wait to hear a little bit more of the children singing. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Christmas.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.